I imagine you view this as vindication of your theory.
I take no joy in her failure.
One must give her an A for effort.
But an F on results.
You give her no credit for good intention.
The universe does not grade on a curve. It's strictly pass-fail.
Surely it's better to die trying.
Better trying not to die.
And what now becomes of the girl?
A burial at sea, I suppose.
I was referring to the child.
Why ask questions you don't wish to hear the answer to?
You mean...
enslavement, exploitation, extermination.
There must be some hope for her.
If it helps you to believe so, brother, then I shall not be the one to disillusion you. Though there's little to like in this Atlas fellow, one must admire the lilt in his brogue.
I do commend this recent effort of yours to find the good in people.
Sadly, it's all a lie.
The effort?
The accent.
I don't suppose there's much about the man that's authentic.
He's authentically homicidal.
And you view this as a positive?
Well, one has to start somewhere. A disagreeable fellow, this Souchon.
That's surprising. I'd imagined he'd be right up your street.
I feel dirty sharing a universe with the man.
How poorly we see our own traits in others.
What do you mean?
You both see the world through a lens of science.
And what's wrong with that?
Ask young Miss Comstock.
I would, but I don't suppose she's any longer in a position to answer.
She's gone for good now.
She knew her ticket to rapture was a one-way proposition.
You can warn people not to collapse a quantum superposition, but do they ever really listen?
So ends the DeWitt Comstock line.
Don't let your grief overwhelm you, sister.
One could believe a mission is doomed to failure, and wish sincerely that it wasn't. Hopes like quantum superpositions have a tendency to collapse.